It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Believe it or not, getting the Vatican on the hotline is harder than you think. But right now, let's flash back. And on a Wednesday, Real Country Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, yes, as we get ready to talk to Cardinal Pizzabella there, getting ready to conclave, I figure we go with a little higher power to the year
1987.
And
we just listen to how this song ends.
Can I get an amen?
I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Travis, few songs arguably were bigger in country music for years, honestly. This song, massive in 1987. Obviously a big number one in Randy Travis's signature tune, written by a singer in his own right. Had a couple of hits along the way. Paul Overstreet. Now, when he crossed the street, migrated into Nashville, that was in 1980, a full probably 6 years before he started writing this song. And he toiled for many, many years until he met what would become his mentor, a very, very good songwriter in his own right, Don Schlitz, who had written The Gambler for Kenny Rogers and things like that. So, they had a time right there. And then they partied a little too hard. And both men said, we need to stop this and turn to religion, believe it or not, and found sobriety. Very nice. So one of the first songs that they ended up in their sober state writing together was Randy Travis's On the Other Hand. And when that song hit the top of the charts, Randy Travis said, hey guys, you two, you want another one? Let's do this again. So they came up with Forever and Ever, Amen. And it was a combination, obviously, of the prayer and the exclamation of love and Don Schlitz's wife, because she was a hairdresser. And that's where the line about the old lady in their hair came from. And that's really all they needed when they came to this. She had, his wife Julie. And she had actually turned a brown hair girl gray accidentally. I guess dying back in the 80s could have just went any which direction.
Yeah, there was so much product. And then you added to the perm in. And then, like today. Tracy said it, fog hair. You never know.
It was pretty much ready-made and written straight up for Randy Travis, as we said, and it was ready-made for number one. It hit number one on the charts of 1987 in June, stayed there for 3 weeks. First song to do that since Johnny Lee's Looking for Love.
You may think